Hey everybody, welcome back to On My Way to School with me, Adam Peterson. So excited to share this episode with you from stay-at-home activity mom, Brittany Bacharach. So excited that she is here to talk to you. We've got some Christmas ideas for you, so happy holidays, happy winter break to all of you. I hope you're catching this while you're on break, maybe traveling to a family member's house. And if you're heading that way, or you haven't finished all your shopping yet, then head over to sandhillcoffee.com. The only place that I get coffee for here at home. Sandhill Coffee has an amazing variety of blends and they're giving all of you a discount. So when you check out at sandhillcoffee.com, use the promo code SCHOOL10, S-C-H-O-O-L 10, to save on your order. Let's get into this fun conversation with Brittany.
All right. Welcome to the show, Brittany Bacharach. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Yeah, of course. It's so good to have you here. So for listeners that might not know who you are, which I doubt that's many of my followers because I see your numbers, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm Brittany. So I was a teacher prior to becoming a stay-at-home mom. And I now have 3 kids. 7, 5, and 2. So life is a little crazy, but yeah, my oldest son was born extremely premature and was like at risk for a bunch of developmental delays. And so I really wanted to try to do everything that I could on my end to make sure that he was like set up for success. So I kind of, that's where my love of activities kind of came. I would try to make like enriching activities at home that would stimulate multiple set like of his senses, so a multi-sensory approach. And I knew that play-based was really important with kids. And so, yeah, I would just try to incorporate these activities into our lives. And today he's a healthy 7-year-old boy and we have 2 others. And, but that's like where the love of activities came. And then
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, what I love is that it's a true, I mean, it's a true passion. You did it for a purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Like for your own kid. I love it when I hear stories like that, that someone says like, it was because of my kids or because of a kid in their lives. Mm-hmm. Right. It just adds so much more value to it. So what did you teach?
I started teaching English language development. And then I taught 4th grade and then I ended teaching 2nd grade.
Yeah. Okay. My wife's a 2nd grade teacher.
Really?
So, yeah, she's been there. So she taught junior high for a long time, which I thought she was crazy. And then she moved to 2nd grade. I think she's been in 2nd grade in like 10 years, maybe. I don't remember. I lose track. But
oh,
we actually taught in the same hallway. So when I was still teaching kindergarten, my kindergarten room was here. Her 2nd grade room was like 5 doors down the hall.
That's so cute.
It was awesome. It was fun. So, and I'm reading through your profile and I realized that you and I are a lot alike. Like everything that you say is what I say towards teachers, and you're directing a lot of what you do. I mean, obviously it can be used by teachers and preschool teachers and kindergarten and whatnot, but a lot of it is geared towards families. And I was blown away. I mean, I found you on Instagram. I started following you, loved your ideas. And then I was blown away when I read your bio and you said you didn't start that account until the pandemic. You started it in 2020 and you're at what, like 365,000 subscriber followers?
Yeah. I know.
What are you doing?
I really don't even know. I truly don't know. I started, I mean, like creating activities has always come really natural to me. Like I feel like I don't have many strengths, but that's one of them. but yeah, so I like 2020, March, I had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and then a 3rd on the way. And we were just stuck at home and I needed things for my kids to do. And so I kind of use like activities as tools. Like when I need to get something done, if I need to like unload the dishwasher, then I'd like to like set something up quickly where I know they'll be engaged and playing and like working on skills. And so, I started posting a few ideas on my personal accounts and, I had so many friends like reach out to me, like, please post more. Like we need more ideas. Like we're stuck at home. We don't know what to do. They were asking for teaching tips and then even like parenting tips. I'm like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just make my own account, thinking that it truly would just be for my family and then like 5 or 10 friends. And then within like a week or two, it was like 1,000 people. And I was like, what is happening here? but I just went with it. It was really fun. And it was like, I mean, I've met like quote unquote friends like all over the world. And
Right.
yeah. And then it's just kind of expanded from there.
It's snowballed for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think there's no doubt why. When I look through your content, like everything, I mean, you speak to my teacher heart, because everything looks, I mean this in the most positive way possible, super cheap, right? Like for parents to put together. I don't mean it looks cheap, but it's
right.
I mean, I have a series on my YouTube channel that I call the Dollar Store Teacher Challenge, where I encourage teachers to go to Dollar Tree, mm-hmm. buy this for like $5 and make a game. And I teach teachers how to make simple games, which is what you're doing for parents. I mean, I'm looking at your profile picture and I see like popsicle sticks and are those mm-hmm. mini erasers, I think, or teddy bear counters. Like, that's what I love about it, is especially during pandemic times when parents were like scrounging for everything to get their kids engaged. I mean, you definitely found a niche and ran with it. So I want to back up to the classroom. So did you leave teaching when your first was born?
It was kind of traumatic. I literally like left the class one day, told the kids I would see them the next day. I didn't even have my sub plans ready because my son was due in June and I had him in March. And I went to the hospital and they were like, you are going to be here until you have your child. Like, you are not gonna be able to go back to the classroom. And then once he was born, I wasn't even allowed to go back to the classroom because they were so worried about my son's health. Like, he couldn't be around any germs. And so, like, I never got to say, that still like pains me. Like, I never got to like go back to the class and like say bye to that class. I was like friends with the sub, so she would keep me in the loop and like, I would say hi from afar. But yeah, so that's how my teaching ended. And we had decided before I had my son that I was going to take a year off for sure. And then we were kind of just kind of assess like what we were going to do. I was going to see if I wanted to stay home. But I knew I wanted to do something with kids and teaching. It's just the cost of like, childcare was basically like my salary anyway. So, I ended up just never going back. Yeah.
So you had a baby in the middle. No, he's seven.
He's seven. Yeah.
And then you left before you started the business in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you were pregnant during the pandemic too?
Yeah. So we had our third August, 2020. Yeah. So it was just, it was a lot. And so,
we had some friends that had babies during that. And I'm like, it was so, to hear their stories of like the differences of, and I'm sure because you had older, is like the differences of having kids before mm-hmm. it to being in a hospital during mm-hmm. it and trying to have a baby, mm-hmm. like, gosh, what a crazy time for sure.
But yeah, back to the like simple activity or simple supplies. I have this little rule with myself that like, if I set up an activity, I need to know that they're going to be engaged with the activity for way longer than the time it took me to prep it. You know, it's so, like, I see all these beautiful ideas on like online that I love and on Pinterest, but I'm like, I'm not going to spend an hour putting this together if I know my kid's going to play with it for 10 minutes.
Right. And that's that. I love like your last line of your bio, feel so lucky to play a small part in nurturing children's curiosity. And, mm-hmm. and cultivating a love of learning, but I talk a lot about that in my book. Engagement is key, especially in the primary level, which, you know, and even with little ones at home, it's, mm-hmm. it's all about how many, I use this with board games a lot. How many different ways can I play the same game mm-hmm. without ever changing the rules, right? Like mm-hmm. just let them play, mm-hmm. just change out the content. And I see that in all of your posts and your pictures that you, mm-hmm. you use quite a bit of the same things over and over again. So I put you on the spot, like, what is your go-to like item that you've used the most in activities?
Painter's tape.
Painter's tape? Really? I saw the, I didn't look at the whole post or read about it, but I saw your one where you had like it on the floor making like parking spots with cars lined into it or something. Yeah. What was that all about?
I feel like kids in general just love tape. Like, there's just something about it. They get so excited when you like give them a thing of tape. And so,
right.
Anything that I can incorporate tape into, I know is going to be like a win. and my son, I'll just like look at what my kids are interested in and then try to like my daughter, she was really into princesses. So I would make like, you know, a parking garage for her princess dolls. And then my youngest, Parker, he's really into cars and dinosaurs. I don't know if you saw one dinosaur made it into the parking lot, but yeah.
I did.
I just was like, you know, he needed some direction. He was having a hard time playing independently and I needed to get something done. And so I was like, okay, what can I quickly do with the painter's tape? I know he likes cars. I was like, I'll just make a parking garage or like parking lot. So yeah, most of the ideas just kind of come up like on the spot. It's not like I like plan them out and I'm like, oh, on Wednesday, I'm going to do this. It's kind of just like on the fly.
Right. Which I think it helps you connect to parents even more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's again, no secret why you have the following you do and people are interested because that's what parents need, right? They need something they can just do on the fly. I remember when mine were little, we were just having this conversation the day with my daughter. She's 14 now, but she saw someone was talking about like a Barbie dream house or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, Liv, I remember playing like Barbie's with you. And she's like, I remember that too, Dad. And I remember sitting for hours and just dressing and redressing Barbies and whatnot. And then she's like, do you remember when we used to race Hot Wheels down the hallway at our old house? I'm like, yeah, like we would spend so much time with just those things that she had at that time, right? Without having to go out and buy the latest, greatest toy. And I think
that
especially in these times when it seems like kids are stuck in front of screens. I mean, I know we are right now, but like kids are stuck in front of screens more often than not. To see so many of your hands-on things that make kids smile is so important.
I know.
So, as we're recording this, we're nearing the holiday season. So I thought I'd put you on the spot again, and if you could like share some of your favorite Christmas themed activities, maybe that you're getting ready to promote or that you have promoted. Do you have like a favorite that's a go-to for your kids or you've seen other parents gravitate towards?
Sorry, the connection kind of went out a little bit. You said a toy recommendation for kids.
No, like one of your let me back up. All right. So we're nearing the holiday season, right? As we're recording this. Mm-hmm. So I noticed you have in your highlights on Instagram, maybe a whole like Christmas tab and holiday themed ideas. So to put you on the spot again, I probably should have, this is why I like candid talks. I get to put people on the spot. what are some of your like go-to like Christmas activities? Maybe something you're getting ready to post if you don't mind sharing or stuff that you've shared in the past that you've seen parents just take and run with, or your kids have loved the most simple things that you can do around the holidays.
My kids' favorite one for sure is we call it wrapping paper art. I may or may not have already posted it, but I posted it before in the past. But basically, anytime I'm wrapping a present, I like keep like, you know, like the little weird end pieces that you can't wrap anything with. So I just save them in a bin. I just have like a wrapping paper, like scrap bin. And then once it kind of fills up, then I like bring out the wrapping paper scraps and then I give my kids scissors and glue and then another big piece of paper. And I mean, the possibilities are endless. Like when my son was working on his name, I would write out his name in like big bubble letters and then he could just like decorate the inside of his name. Or if you're working on numbers, I would do big bubble numbers and then I would challenge them like, oh, put one scrap in the one, two scraps in the two, three scraps in the three. I just feel like it's something that like, you know, everybody probably has wrapping paper at home. And so
totally.
Why not just use it? And they like love it. I can even just give them the bin and scissors and it's like a little cutting bin and they'll just literally for 30 minutes sit there and just like cut and rip and I'll put in like bows and just like every little scrap of things that I have around the holidays was probably their favorite.
That's awesome. Awesome. And as I looked at your website too, I noticed that you mentioned that this was like just stay at home activities. Mm-hmm. Then it became stay at home activity, mom, the business, right? So what was that transition like for you? Like to go from teacher / mom to stay at home mom to mom / entrepreneur. How is that? I mean, do you have advice? Like, cause I know over the past 2 years, we have seen teachers go into other fields. I mean, there's no secret that it's been a rough couple of years on educators and they're always looking, whether it's just to make a couple extra dollars or they've chosen a different career path. Mm-hmm. What was that process like for you to transition from educator to entrepreneur? Or did it just happen so fast?
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of just I tell my husband, I feel like I'm just like reacting to it and I want to get to a place where I feel like I'm like not just reacting, but, no, I mean, so it kind of started back in 2020, the fall fall of 2020, we had decided to not send my daughter to her first year of preschool because we had a newborn at home and the pandemic and just all the unknowns. Mm-hmm. So we kept her home, and I was looking at different like homeschool preschool like programs that I could purchase. And while there were a few play-based ones that I could buy, there were things that were really important to me. Like I love like a huge emphasis on like anti-bullying and kindness. And that was big for me. And then also just like promoting diversity. And I couldn't find those things in a program that already existed. So I was like, I'm just going to make my own. So literally with like a 3-week-old. So I spent hours. My husband's a saint because I come up with these ideas. I'm like, you're going to need to take on all this extra stuff like after you get home from work. Yeah, so I created my own like preschool curriculum and had my friend help me like format it in a way because I was not good with like anything technology. And then I was going to put it on Teachers Pay Teachers. And she's like, well, why don't you just start your own website? You already have Stay-at-Home Activity Mom Instagram. And I'm like, okay. So she helped me put a website on and I put it on, and then people like actually bought it, and I was shocked, and it was so fun to see like other families do the units at home. And the units are things, I mean, the activities look very similar to activities on my Instagram account. They're all easy things, things that you probably already have at home. I'm not telling you to go out and buy like $500 worth of supplies to do these activities. And so it kind of started with that. And then I had people asking me like, is there any way to buy the units, but then also get all the supplies? And I was like, and so I thought about it, but at that point, it didn't really make sense. I'd already had it done. But then that kind of got me thinking about like, I wonder if people would be interested in like activity kits where I had like learning activities that I sent with everything you needed. And so I kind of asked my following on my stories, and everybody seemed really interested. And so I was like, I'm just going to try it. So I think it was February 2022 was the first time I did it. It was right around Valentine's Day. And I decided literally that day that I was going to do this. And I called my husband. I'm like, so I'm going to sell these kits. I'm going to put them on my website tomorrow. I'm going to Dollar Tree. And he was like, how many are you making? I was like, I'm just going to make 10. And I went and bought stuff for 10 kits. And I came home and I worked like all night. And I put it up like a couple days later, and they sold out in like 10 minutes. And I was like, what is happening? So then I was like, I'm going to do 10 more. So then I went back and I did 10 more, and they sold out again. And I was like, and I kept doing that. And I think the first month I finally like stopped myself after like 60, I think. Like I was like, okay, I need to sleep.
Wow.
And then, it just kind of started from that. And so then I got the idea of doing like subscriptions. And, I mean, we had done like the KiwiCo subscription in the past, like the Just Science one. And like, we had loved it. And so I was like, okay, kind of similar, but it just more like all encompassing all preschool. So it's like a little bit of fine motor, a little bit of like letter recognition, a little bit of counting. And
right.
There really wasn't anything out there like that. And so I think I kind of found like a little niche and just ran with it. And now we have like,
well, totally. If it,
drivers. Yeah.
Dang. That's amazing. So can I ask, what does your husband do? Like, where does he fall into this? Is he an educator
No, he's this is a good thing. He's a financial advisor. So he's like everything that I'm not. I'm like all like he does all that boring stuff for me, where I just do like the creative ideas.
It's good to have someone like that. Like, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it that he's like, he fits the mold perfectly. So, yeah, I was looking through your website just now, and I found the whole blog about the painter's tape, and I had no idea that there was that much stuff on there. My gosh, like the animal rescue. It's so, so simple, like so simple, but so engaging for these kids. I mean, I work with two of the boys that I tutor right now are second graders, and they would have a blast with that. Like, this isn't just hands-on like 3-4-year-olds. This is so much. And I love it that you've included from like other people on here too. Mm-hmm. So you've got like, do you have like guest bloggers that you bring on? Is that how that works?
Well, just on the blog, I'll try to share like, these are all like my friends that I've never met them, but like my Instagram friends that I've like connected with, and like with their permission, I was like, oh, I'd love to include you in you know, when I share like a collection of ideas, like I'd love to give credit to them when there's an idea that I didn't personally make up. So, yes. And I just kind of include them in the blog too. And
okay. I'm totally taking that water table bridge idea too. So y'all, if you're listening to this, you got to go to her website, stayathomeactivitymom.com. That is amazing stuff. So how can people, I mean, if they're interested, obviously there's the website, stayathomeactivitymom.com. There's a shop, there's activities. I noticed a lot of this stuff. I mean, you do have your subscriptions and your kits that you sell, but you are so, I mean, this is where I think people, again, why they gravitate towards you is you just share all these ideas out there and you're not saying like, you must pay for this or this or that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you sell the kits, but, you're offering so much to people. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I love helping parents realize that, you know, adding play and learning to their home doesn't have to be like an overwhelming thing. It could be simple. And it just like makes me so happy when I see an idea that like I share and people post it on their stories and they tag me. It just like makes me so excited and happy.
That's awesome. It's all, I mean, you've definitely got something going here for sure. Mm-hmm. The fact that in a couple of years, I mean, really less than 2 years, you've blown this up to what it is now. Mm-hmm. I just saw across your scroll here, there's some Elf on the Shelf ideas as well, which I'm sure everybody's looking for nowadays. Like, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I sold a Elf on the Shelf kit. There's no more, but for next year, if people are interested, like it's every, it, and instead of just like the elf being set up in like some cute or silly like staging idea, it's that and then an activity to go with it, because I'm like, if I'm gonna be spending all this time moving my elf, setting it up, I don't want the kids to look at the elf and be like, oh, that's so funny, and then walk away. Like, they're gonna be doing something too, so there's like an activity that goes with each day.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking through all your kits. Everyone that's listening, you got to go check this out for sure. Really, I mean, congrats to you on this amazing endeavor you did. And like I said, when I saw all your stuff, I mean, my author/dad/teacher heart was just like, this is like me, but in the stay at home mom form, not the stay at home dad form. So, I love these, no doubt that I'll be sharing your website with people at my presentations. And when I speak to teachers, cause I mean, I know it says stay at home activity mom, but so much classroom stuff here, so much classroom stuff. It's amazing. So are you, this is something that I've started and I'm curious, you know, as your kids get older, I could totally see you, I don't know what your area is like, but I could totally see you running like a stay at home preschool, like a pod for kids. Are you ever, are you considering going back to teaching at all?
I don't know.
Just enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm kind of spontaneous and just so like literally tomorrow I could be like, I'm going to go back to teaching. But no, I mean, realistically, like I wanted to stay home with my kids, but now I have a part-time nanny. So I'm like a part stay at home mom and then part entrepreneur. But I just like I like that I'm able to be like home and with my kids and like, I can make my own schedule right now. So while they're young, I think I'm going to continue to do that. And then, I don't know. Like, I do miss the classroom and the one-on-one like interaction, but there's just something where it feels awesome that I'm able to share ideas with kids all over the world, not just like one little classroom, you know? So I don't know. I am not going
to
say,
sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that. There was really,
no, it's fine. I don't have any plans, but I'm not going to say no 100%. I thought about like subbing at my kid's school, but then, I mean, I also just don't really have time for that either. So I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I people ask me all the time, like, when are you going back? And at first, like when I first left, I left on the chance that I was going to be a presenter for a little while, work with schools, be a consultant. I mean, I never dreamed of leaving the classroom, and that kind of fell into my lap, that opportunity. And now, like you said, I really enjoy being my own boss. Like I really enjoy my own schedule. It's kind of nice. And I know that I get the best of both worlds. Like I get to work with my kids, I get to work with my wife's classroom, and then I get to go help teachers. So I totally understand your mindset and why you're doing what you're doing. If you could, like, if you can think of like one tip for anybody, not just teachers, but like stay-at-home moms, dads right now, like the one tip to make like tomorrow the best that it could be for their kids, either in the classroom or at home? Like, what is your driving force every morning to wake up and make like your kids' day the best it can be?
I would say like try to put like 5-10 minutes aside in the morning. I know it's hard, but like just to connect with them. Like I feel like if I get like 5 minutes of quality time, like individually with each of my three kids, then the rest of the day goes so much smoother. I feel like they're
I love
just
that.
like craving that attention and that connection. And then, so yeah, like whether that's like all sitting down and eating breakfast together, which full disclosure, that usually doesn't happen. My kids get up way too early. So it's kind of just, but yeah, I try to make an effort to like connect with each of my kids in the morning, and then their plays better. Their like whole like outlook on life is better just with that like quality time in the morning.
It's awesome. Yeah. Connection is one of those things. I wrote a children's book years ago. It's just like a little coloring book that I wrote called Play. Oh. And it's just a few pictures on each page and then one word on each page. And it came to mind because one day my son, like as we're getting ready to head to school, he was still little, not in school yet. And my wife and I left at the same time every day, and grandma came and watched the kids, and he grabbed like a little sword and a little knight helmet. He's like, "Play, Dad, play." And I was like, "Buddy, I got to go to work." Aww. And he just started sobbing. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh." And aww. So the book that I wrote is I had it written like as a whole children's story ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then I took all the color out of it because I was like, okay, this could be a book for kids.
Yeah.
But an activity to do with parents and kind of a lesson and reminder to parents that we do need to take time out of our day and just play. Just be the parent that our kids need us to be, or the teacher that our kids need us to be. So yeah. I love your mindset. I love your philosophy. You've got an amazing thing going here. Everybody can find you at Stay at Home Activity Mom on everything, right? Website, Instagram, Facebook, new at TikTok, I saw.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing on there, but I'm trying to like keep up with the times.
I've kept myself away from it. I don't know why. I haven't bought in yet. Yeah. And I think I'm like one of the few educator presenters that hasn't, but I don't know. It's not my thing, but I love your little videos of your kids and everything that's going on. So congrats to you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share some ideas with us. And hopefully everybody finds something on your site that can take and run with for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This was so fun.
There you go, everyone. What a fun conversation with Brittany. I mean, a true somewhat overnight success on social media with her amazing ideas. And I'm not kidding. Like, you've got to check out her channel on Instagram, Stay at Home Activity Mom. She's got amazing ideas that you can put into effect today, as soon as you get off this episode, with your kids at home or in your classroom next time you are there. In the meantime, while you're checking out Brittany's videos, best to do it with a cup of coffee in hand. So head to sandhillcoffee.com. My friend Phil over there is giving you all a discount with the promo code SCHOOL10. So make sure you use that when you check out. And until the new year, this is the last episode of 2022. I hope you all have a great holiday with your families, friends, wherever you are. And we'll catch you in the next year. Thanks so much for listening.